I speak to you not of mine own authority, but in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Please be seated. On this, the third Sunday of Lent, I invite us to reflect on the 28th verse of the 11th chapter of the Gospel appointed for today. But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. I was reading recently of an interesting story. One cold winter evening, a priest was walking through a dangerous neighborhood. A man, hiding in the shadows, did not recognize him as a priest, because the priest had his top coat buttoned up to his chin. The man came out of the shadows with a gun, and he asked the priest to give him his wallet. When the priest opened his coat to get it, the man with the gun saw his Roman collar and apologized. He said, sorry, Father, I didn't know you were a priest. I can't steal from you. Just go on your way. The priest was so relieved that he reached into his coat pocket and pulled out a cigar. The priest said, thank you, my good man. Let me give you a cigar. The robber said, I appreciate that, Father, but I can't take it. I gave up smoking for Lent. Well, the obvious point, my brothers and sisters, is that whatever spiritual practice we choose to take on during Lent, it is supposed to change us. How will it change us? We are called in this time to listen again to those words of Christ. Here he was in the gospel describing a situation with a man who was not in his right mind. And here he was, the people so impressed that after Jesus had contact with this man and many others, they saw a change in them. But he said to the woman, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. It is the word of God that is supposed to change you and me. It is the word of God, my friends, that is supposed to make us better people. It is the word of God that will change us in body, mind, and spirit. You and I know that change is come in many ways. Some are good, and some are not. Some are gradual, and some occur with amazing speed. And we see in the gospel for today a profound change in this man that Jesus came face to face with. We see also in the readings, my friends, the themes of death and life as part of this gospel appointed for today. To think of death and life all over the Holy Scriptures, we see the action of God in the life of man, causing man to change from one state to another. Abraham's son Isaac came within seconds of having his life taken from him. But then we read that he was spared. His having been spared was like a resurrection for him. Abraham's relief in his sons remaining alive would have been enormous. St. Paul reminds us over and over that Jesus' death and resurrection is an assurance of God's love. So you see, all over the ministry of Jesus, his mission was to change individuals, for individuals to be transfigured. Jesus, in the gospel reading, we see this morning, changed an individual from a difficult situation to a new one. And Jesus always warned his apostles that he himself would be put to death and would rise again. Change from death to life. And immediately after the event, when Jesus was coming down from the mountain, he tells Peter, James, and John, who were with him during that event called the Transfiguration, not to tell anyone what he had experienced until he had risen from the dead. This season of Lent, my friends, prepares us to celebrate again what Jesus has done for us in his death and resurrection. This season of Lent reminds us of, no matter how difficult the situation may be in life, there is hope. No matter what I am going through, there is hope to be found not in myself, but in God. If I unite myself with God, there is hope for new life. There is hope for revival of body, mind, and spirit. So we are called to enter into new life with him now, so that when our time comes, we can enter fully into his glory. Someday, as Jesus was changed, and as Jesus changed people, we too, my friends, will be changed if we remain in union with him. If we continue to share in his life through what we call faith, when we lay aside this present life with its joys and sorrows, with its triumphs and its weaknesses, we will enter into a glorious new world which Jesus has opened up to us. The sermon hymn this morning beautifully describes what I'm trying to say. Drop thy still dews of quietness till all our striving cease. Take from our souls the strain and the stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace. For us to put our lives into the hand of God, that is what is required of us. And when we do so, we are transfigured. We become new men and women. Men and women ready to serve Christ. Today, as we do every Sunday, we come seeking that transformation from an old life to a new life, from death to resurrection. That transformation is given to us in the Eucharist. God himself presents to us his body and his blood. On the night before he was betrayed, he said, "Do this in remembrance of me. Do this. Have faith in me, and you will live." And those words said 2,000 years ago, we continue to put into action. In the gospel for today, we see where that man that was dumb, that man that was blind, put his whole life into the hands of God, and he was renewed. So today we ask God to continue renewing us. As we go through Lent, we ask God to help us to focus on what it means to be transformed, to focus on what it means to be transfigured, and for the people of God to realize that the only way to salvation is through Jesus Christ, the only one to give light and life to man is Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." So we come this third Sunday, continue looking at that light and life, but also continue to pray for that light and that life, so that at Easter time, we will be able to share with the world the light and life of Jesus that we have met. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, is there for you and me to experience. May we continue this experience, my friends, to find Christ who will change us from glory to glory. Amen.